This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Jason, I hear an echo. I hear me echoing. Thanks a lot. All right, guys. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Okay, so in the news today, we got a lot to talk about. We got the minimum wage. We got the Affordable Care Act. A couple that is suing because I guess there was some wrong embryo IVF mix up. A lot of interesting stuff in the news today. We say goodbye to Ross Perot. But one thing that made headlines that I want to talk about right off the bat, right out the gate, is Facebook has vowed to crack down on misleading health information on the internet. So, you know, you hear everybody going, oh, yay, it's about time. And I'm like, okay, whoa, hold your horses. All right. I think we have a huge epidemic of, quote, misinformation, but also scientific theories, right, and plausible hypotheses that we don't really know what to do with. We're internet and our cybersphere and computers and access to information has grown so quickly that I think we're kind of dumbfounded. And whenever we get confused and we seem to be beyond our element, we sometimes do stupid. And I, as a scientist, and I know people don't really look at me as a scientist. They're like, what? Really? What? Look, I can be a scientist. If you are a doctor and you've done research, you technically are a scientist. See? Look, I can put my glasses on. See? I look like a scientist. All right. But as a scientist, I get very, very nervous when I hear somebody say that somebody's claim is fake or false and should be erased, rubbed out, censored. I also get a little nervous of freedom of speech. So as a doctor, I'm caught between, I don't want BS health information, right, being touted like bleach cures for autism, which is absolutely ridiculous. And anybody pouring bleach down their kid's throat should go to jail. Versus somebody else saying, look, I got a side effect to something. I want to warn other people, and that person getting hushed. So I get a little nervous about, you know, what we are deciding is misleading health information. I mean, it was what Alexander Fleming that, you know, first came out with the idea of, well, we could use a fungus to treat bacterial infections. You know, people are like, what are you talking about? What? Make no sense. Yeah, it does make sense. And now all of us take penicillin. Or when Edward Jenner, he was the one that came out with the smallpox vaccine. He said, if we infect you with cowpox, you probably won't die of smallpox. And parents were like, crazy, said what? And now we have the whole vaccine. We have all our vaccine protocols, and we've been very, very grateful that we've been able to eradicate smallpox. So sometimes some of these outlandish, you know, ideas end up becoming the next cure. You know, somebody was talking years ago about Tasmanian devil breast milk and using that to fight superbugs. And they're like, what, Tasmania? Are you kidding me? Well, yeah, now we're studying it. So I don't want to silence people who have certain suggestions that might actually be our new go-to in medicine. However, we have a lot of crap that's out there that's on the internet that scares the hell out of me. And And we're really, really dependent on the internet. I mean, Google is my sugar daddy. I mean, anytime I want to look something up, I don't have to go to the library and use the Dewey Decimal System and have a librarian go shh to me, you know, every time I'm in the library. I don't have to walk into a library anymore. I get to just access Google. And Google gives me whatever I want, and I read it and I lap it up like a thirsty cat. But that's a problem. What's Google giving me? So that what it means is somebody is going to decide what information you get. You know, there's a big debate on whether statin medications cause diabetes. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, my doctor gave me Lipitor, and that's why I have diabetes. And I'm thinking, well, wait a second. The average person that has diabetes usually has high cholesterol preceding it for years. So is it really the statin drug? So what is Facebook going to do with that information? If somebody claims a statin caused their diabetes, does that get rubbed out? Or does the post about, oh, no, it doesn't cause diabetes, it saves lives, is that, you know, who decides? And I don't want science censored. So this is what I suggest, okay? I always have a suggestion. I just don't complain. I can bitch and complain all day long, but I usually have suggestions. So this is my suggestion. We have categories, all right? We have categories of information, whether it's on social media, Google, whatever, that stratifies what is scientific and what's not. By the way, another study that came out, now apparently you have scientific experts saying most psychiatric diagnoses are not scientifically based. So now we have scientists starting to question the scientific basis of many psychiatric diagnoses. So this is turning into a big mess. So I say let's just stratify everything. Okay? You got this category right up here that has had multiple peer-reviewed journal articles and multiple agencies and organizations and doctors, you know, saying, look, this is the science, you know, this is the proof. Then you have a next category saying, well, yeah, here's some science, but it's being debated. Like, I remember in the 90s, there was something called Journal Club. I was in medical school. And in Journal Club, you had to bring an article, and you had to talk about what the article said. And the article said in the 90s that hormone replacement therapy could cause heart attacks in women. And all the guys in the room were like, you don't know what you're talking about. We have all these other studies saying it's healthy. Well, then the Women's Health Initiative comes out in 2002 going, yeah, some hormone replacement therapy could cause heart attacks. So to me, sometimes that one isolated article is really the future of our science. So we have that next category going, okay, this is where the science is, but we're having debates. Then we have another category going, these are anecdotal suggestions and theories that need to be studied but aren't outlandish. And then we have the bottom category, which is just a bunch of crap. But I think we need to start stratifying it, and, you know, we're going to be surprised that sometimes some of these weird esoteric things may be our newest medicine or our newest breakthrough. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. I really miss Jason being gone for a couple weeks. Oh my God, I miss Jason. Daniel, And a big thanks to you all. And I miss you guys too. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before I talk about this minimum wage, did you guys hear Burger King is now selling $1 tacos? Did you hear that? The burger chain is going to now sell crunchy tacos. This is Burger King. This is supposed to be king of the burger, not the taco. But most Jack in the Box, I remember, sold tacos. I think they still do. A lot of places sell tacos. They're saying taco is now America's food, not the burger. Well, the burger was German, right? Wasn't hamburger a German dish? But the hamburger and fries and a Coke was like the American meal. Well, now they're saying that the taco is the American meal. Because more people order tacos. So I don't really know. I thought it was supposed to be American pie or apple pie. I don't know. So, afternoon delight. I'm not really sure what is American, but either way, tacos are big. And And they're going to start selling them for a buck. Maybe it'll be more expensive in Alaska and Hawaii. They say Burger King first tested out tacos in western states. They said, we've seen success with tacos in those restaurants and know it was time to bring this West Coast favorite nationwide. The new item adds a variety to Burger King's snack offerings. So it's considered snack, so it's probably going to be small taco for a buck. Fast food chains are use limited time offerings to build hype, keep the brands top of mind with consumers, is going to CNN Business, and tacos in particular are a good way to attract customers, and they're not that expensive. It's a taco shell, and then there's a, okay, I'm looking at the image. Okay, now the image they're showing, I don't think that's the way their tacos look. A real taco is a nice hard shell, right, with, you know, big chunks of ground beef layered with cheese and lettuce and tomatoes and maybe some salsa. And it actually isn't that unhealthy a meal. You have all four food groups in it. And as long as the tortilla shell was kind of fried in, let's say, olive oil, something like that, a taco can actually be a very healthy meal. They're easy to eat, they're easy to hold, unless, of course, the shell crumbles and everything falls. Jack in the Box has had great success with the taco. It's been a number one seller. I remember I worked at Jack in the Box making them. They were, at the time, they were, you know, they had the meat. You had to add the cheese and that, but you would fry them. But the meat would be cooked. I forgot how we cooked the meat. If the meat was already in there or if we cooked the meat separately, I forget. But $1 tacos sounds great. Sounds like we're not having any issues with the fast food industry keeping their costs down. Well, I hold your horses. So the big discussion today with Congress is, do they raise minimum wage to $15 an hour? So the Congressional Budget Office usually chimes in and gives a pretty realistic prediction of what could happen if they make a move like that. And according to USA Today, they say that if the federal minimum wage is doubled to $15 an hour by the year 2025, 27 million workers would benefit, and 1.3 million others would be lifted out of poverty. But another 1.3 Americans will lose their jobs. So I'm not sure what the net gain would be. Well, the net gain would be pay would raise for 27 million, but the 1.3 others lifted out of poverty, offset by 1.3 million jobless. In fact, that would probably do more harm economically, having 1.3 people not be able to get jobs. So this is an issue, all right? You know, obviously $7.25 an hour, which is, I believe, the current minimum wage, is not enough to sustain housing prices, apartment prices, food, gas. It's just not cutting it. But you start raising minimum wage, employers are going to fire you. So the plan in the Raise the Wage Act would be to increase it through five annual steps up through January 1, 2025. So from 2020, in each year, there would be incremental raises. Now, a big concern with that some people have is, well, in 5 years from now, is $15 an hour going to be enough? And then are they going to want to raise it again? For others, they think that five-year mark is just too quick. Just the idea of saying you're going to be doubling minimum wage is going to scare workers to go to automation. And when people are scared, they, you know, make pretty drastic moves. So they say the hourly pay for tipped workers, I remember I was making like a buck an hour when I was a waitress, but then you lived on your tips. Tipped workers, the hourly pay would jump from $2.13 to $3.60 an hour, and then rise $1.50 a year until reaching the $15 benchmark by 2029. So tipped workers are also going to be making $15 an hour. All right? Well, restaurants are able to keep their overhead low by not having to pay that much for staff. That's definitely going to be changing some things. So they say the proposal would boost the wages of 17 million workers who otherwise earn less than $15 an hour. Another 10 million employees slightly earning more than 15 could see their paychecks increase as well. The CBO says the impact is uncertain because it's not clear how fast wages will rise for those workers anyway over the next 5 years. So what they're saying is they don't know if people were going to get raises anyway. But the other thing, too, that we don't know is if you have your salaried workers fuming that they're not getting raises where the hourly workers are, you're going to have people fuming and say, look, where's our raises? And so it isn't just an increase in wages of minimum wage workers. It's an increase that is going to now be expected by everybody. If somebody got a raise, then I need a raise. You know, people aren't thinking there, you know, something like this is not, and Congress never likes to address all these side issues, you know? Well, why did you make me an hourly employee or you didn't make me an hourly employee? You're discriminated against me. This person got a raise and I didn't. Make me an hourly employee so I get a raise. There's going to be a lot of sequela from this. And maybe it has to happen. Maybe it shouldn't happen. I don't know. That's not for us to debate. How I look at things is we're in a bit of a mess now with things being way too expensive than they should. A hamburger or a chicken sandwich should not be $12, $13, $14 at a restaurant, but it is. Groceries are getting expensive. It's ridiculous going to buy groceries. I mean, it's cheaper to eat out. That's a problem for a lot of people on, you know, with lower income. And you can't live on $7.25 an hour. And if we want people off the welfare state and not needing, you know, handouts and, you know, food stamps and, you know, all sorts of government programs, and we want them to be, you know, more autonomous, then we are going to have to give them wages that they could live on. And then they could put in more tax dollars, so the system could work. The problem is you need to do things very, very delicately. Raising minimum wage, we couldn't do during the Obama years. They tried, I think, a couple times, but we were in the midst of a recession, and employers weren't hiring. Plus, you smacked employers with the Affordable Care Act. If Obama and the Democrats wanted to raise minimum wage and start, you know, increasing employers' gain, they shouldn't have penalized employers right out the gate. Because I think we could have made a lot of headway. I think we could have already been at a $10 to $12 an hour federal minimum wage already now if we didn't have the Affordable Care Act. But we had to fix so much at once, and now it's a cluster. So $7.25 is ridiculous. That is a ridiculous, you know, federal minimum wage. But how do you increase it slowly and not freak out employers? So they expect that inflation is going to increase, and they think 1.3 million Americans are going to lose their jobs, and employers are going to pare back hiring or lay off workers. So then what do we do? You know? I mean, it's for the greater good. Do we let that happen, or do we try to do it differently? You know, the economy is very, very shaky right now. We've been doing phenomenal so far under, the Trump years, but we're coming up on another election, and there's a lot of pressure to do Medicare for all or to pay for everybody's college. I have not yet seen the Democratic debates. I need to. I was overseas, and they didn't air them at the time. But, you know, I hear that there's this big push to pay for everybody's college. And people want money, and they're trying to entice voters with more money. So it's going to be very, very popular to raise the minimum wage. But we really need to hear from employers and have employers in on the plan and what we could do to get insurances from them that they won't lay people off, which I don't think we'll get. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon. You'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump telling reporters he's not ready to force out his labor secretary, Alex Acosta.
I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta because I've known him as being somebody that works so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation. But we're going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York says it's time for Acosta to go.
Instead of prosecuting a predator and serial sex trafficker of children, Acosta chose to let him off easy. This is not acceptable.
Expert predictions say another powerful earthquake could take place again this week, leaving much of Southern California on edge. Aftershocks have been taking place about once a minute since Friday's magnitude 7.1 Ridgecrest earthquake. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, man, this is one of the hardest things for me to talk about on my show because it just every other day there's conflicting news. So the latest study that's come out has said that a lot of the supplements that people are taking don't help. They don't help your heart. And that's really frustrating because you guys are spending billions upon billions and billions of dollars on your supplements. And I'm mixed when it comes to supplements because if you like them and you think they're working for you, go for it. I mean, I know people that swear by, you know, taking their vitamin E. I met a guy who said he has all his sons on vitamin E for acne. And he says that them taking their vitamin E keeps their skin clean. I'm like, that sounds awesome. Maybe there's some scientific benefit to it or some scientific proof. Maybe not. But if their kids aren't getting pimples and it's not hurting them, fine. Whatever. I'm okay with it. Where I have a problem with supplements is when I would tell a patient, okay, look, your cholesterol's high, you have high LDL, there's a family history of heart disease in the family, you're getting a statin. I'm putting you on Lipitor, you need that to protect your heart. And they're like, no, I'm going to do it naturally. And I'm like, what? No, I'm going to do it naturally. And I go, oh, okay, so you're going to eat fruits and vegetables and eat more fish. No, I'll show you what I'm doing. So they'd come in that next week or next month with a bag full of, 7 or 8 different supplements. And I'm like, I'm just trying to give you one pill, and you're taking 7. Yeah, but they're natural. And that's when I get a little nervous. The other thing that makes me nervous, too, is when I hear somebody takes a supplement, and there's 2 different brands, and either Consumer Reports or Environmental Working Group or somebody studies these things and goes, wait a second, this has only 0.5 milligrams of the active ingredient versus this. So then I get frustrated because, again, with science and medicine, it's got to be exact. I need to know how many milligrams you're taking. I need to know if it's going to interact with your Coumadin. I need to know what you're doing. Because what happens if you do get a heart attack? One, you could die. And if you don't die, right, your family's going to sue. Oh, man, well, Dr. Smith, wouldn't put him on, a cholesterol medication. Well, the patient didn't want the cholesterol medication. They wanted to go buy supplements. So it's frustrating. Where I'm a fan of supplements is if they are doing exactly what they're supposed to, if they are supplementing. So like vitamin D. A lot of us don't get vitamin D. I'm tan, by the way. This is my tan. Okay, because I was out in the sun a lot in Europe, and they were having this big heat wave. That was really rough. It was bad heat wave. So this is me tan. My vitamin D is low. I got low vitamin D. So I need to take vitamin D. Thank God there's vitamin D supplements out there. It's great. Is the vitamin D supplement as good as the sun? Probably not. You can't bottle up nature. But I need vitamin D. I'm afraid of getting skin cancer. I've already had pre-malignant stuff on my skin. I got to go for the pill. So to me, vitamin D is phenomenal. I am forever indebted to vitamin D. But what about calcium? Studies have come out for years saying these calcium supplements could put you at risk for heart disease. People are like, well, why? We need calcium. It's not the calcium. These supplements, they could be powdery. It could be the substrates. So it's not so much the active ingredient or the active vitamin that you're trying to get in or mineral. It's the crap around it. And so when people say, well, you need calcium, well, maybe you need calcium from milk or cottage cheese or yogurt. Getting it from a pill may not be the healthiest. So this study, let me kind of walk you through it here. Hold on a second. Let me, sorry about that. I got the computer. Here's my Google, my sugar daddy. All right, hold on a second. All right, so the supplements that they found, that they looked at, this was Dr. Khan, and he comes from I always want to give the university the credit. This is a meta-analysis, meaning they looked at a whole bunch of studies from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, West Virginia University of Morgantown, Mayo Clinic. I like Mayo Clinic. And Dr. Khan and his research looked at 277 randomized controlled trials that involved almost 1 million participants. So, all right, I'm sold. This is a big study. All right. And the supplements they looked at were selenium, multivitamins, iron, folic acid, calcium, calcium plus vitamin D, beta carotene you get from like carrots, antioxidants, omega-3 long chain polyunsaturated fatty acids, and then vitamins A, B, B3, B6, C, D, and E. All right. And then they also looked at dietary interventions like the Mediterranean diet, modifying your dietary fat, reducing salt. And so what did they find? Okay. So the researchers found that taking the multivitamins, selenium, vitamin A, B6, C, D, E, calcium, folic acid, and iron did not significantly protect against cardiovascular problems and early death. Okay. Let's stop there. They also found that the Mediterranean diet, reducing saturated fat intake, modifying fat intake, reducing fat intake, increasing your omega-3s were not beneficial. So this is, everybody's panties are all up in a bunch with this study, but let's just hold the phone, okay? If somebody is at risk for heart disease and they're going to get the big one, I don't think a multivitamin or your Geritol or your Centrum or your gummy bites are going to protect you. If you have the pathological process that is that ominous that is, you know, going to start, you know, raising your body's lipid levels, increasing your sugar, decreasing your sugar insulin sensitivity, causing these sticky plaques to crust and clog up your arteries and then tear and then cause intimal tearing. And when you have this whole process and high blood pressure and vessel constriction, that little Flintstone chewable vitamin, which I love Flintstones, I don't think it can even battle that. These processes that bring us down are really complex. And so if you are at risk for a heart attack, you need to hit it with stronger stuff, meaning, you know, not only cut the fat, but exercise. Avoid other exogenous fat. Eat more vegetables. You know, I mean, the healthiest people out there seem to be the ones that eat healthy. They eat the fish, eat the vegetables. They avoid a lot of red meat. They avoid processed foods. They avoid sugar. They drink a lot of water. They exercise. Some of them may drink wine. Some don't. So we're still not sold on the wine thing yet. But, you know, they overall really take care of what's going into their body. Then you have some people that do everything right and they still die. So, you know, man thinks and God links. That's that old Yiddish saying of, you know, man works and God laughs. You know, nature is going to decide what is going to happen to us. And if we don't eat vegetables and we don't exercise or go out there in the sun and, you know, do, you know, live a healthy, active lifestyle, and we choose to kind of eat fast food in front of our computer all day, we can't expect a little mini pill to save us. That's the moral of this. Now, it doesn't mean to not do a Mediterranean diet. I mean, again, this is just one study. And as we know, studies go back and forth and they debate each other, and some of them are full of it. Some of them might have even been done wrong. But what this does tell us is we can't eat like crap. We can't sit on our butts and expect that we could go to a GNC or some nutritional store and buy a pill and pop it. Okay? That's just not going to be what works for us. In the meantime, if you do take vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, and you love it, that's fine. But don't be under the false pretense that that's what's going to keep you healthy. You still got to do the other stuff. You know, I can't tell you how many times people go, well, you know, I take vitamins because I just don't eat enough vegetables. Well, then eat the vegetables. All right, get off your butt and go and eat the vegetables. I mean, if you know you're doing something that's not good enough, then fix it. All right? You know, if you smoke too much weed, or if you're smoking too many cigars, or if you're drinking too much alcohol, fix that. You can only do so much. We expect that we as man, humans, can make stuff that could combat bad behaviors. It doesn't work that way. Nature will always win. But talk to your medical provider about the current supplements you're on. If they work for you, they work for you. No need to stop them. But just don't expect them to be the, you know, your Hail Mary. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is crazy. I would never think that this would be a headline 10 years ago. Excuse me, when I got on radio. Never thought this would be a headline. Trump can't block critics from his Twitter account and appeals court rules. Apparently the situation is when Trump posts something on Twitter, people rip him a new one. And so he would block them. And I guess that's violating the Constitution. And so I'm sure our founding fathers had no idea what Twitter would be or social media would be. But apparently they have protections for people who want to badmouth the president on social media. And it is a part of the freedom of speech. So I guess what the situation is, according to the New York Times, President Trump has been violating the Constitution by blocking people from following his Twitter account because they criticized or mocked him. I'm allowed to block people on Facebook who bully me or who are predatorial and creepy. You're supposed to have a means to block people who are harassing you, being dirty, things like that. So, I mean, I'm wondering if maybe he just needs to go to Facebook and not Twitter. But apparently, he blocked people from following his account because they criticized or mocked him. That's a federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday. The ruling, they say, could have broader implications for how the First Amendment applies to the social media era. Because Mr. Trump uses Twitter to conduct government business, he cannot exclude some Americans from reading his posts and engaging in conversations in the replies to them. That's according to a three-judge panel on the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, and they ruled unanimously. So writing for the panel, Judge Barrington D. Parker noted that the conduct of the government and its officials are subject today to a wide-open, robust debate that generates a level of passion and intensity the likes of which have rarely been seen. So the First Amendment prohibits an official who uses a social media account for government purposes from excluding people from an otherwise open online dialogue because they say things the official disagrees with. Okay, I'm confused. I thought Trump was using Twitter not for a dialogue, because I don't think he goes back and forth with them. I thought the reason why Trump was using Twitter was because he didn't want his message filtered, misconstrued, edited, and photoshopped. So he's able to put on Twitter something that nobody could molest or change or sully. So my suggestion to Trump then is if he doesn't like what people say have to say about it, that he's using the wrong platform for that. There's other platforms or other ways you can, there are other ways you can post without having to deal with people, you know, calling you names and, you know, ripping on you, etc. But, you know, the Twitter is where you post something and the people comment. So my guess is he's on the wrong forum for that. You know, you could have a Facebook page. You could put what you want on the Facebook page. Yes, people could comment, but Facebook does have rules allowing you to stop people from, you know, maybe don't do it for government business. Don't use Twitter for government business. This is your own personal page, and you have a thought on something. And if you think Rambo was a good movie, you could say Rambo was a good movie. And then if somebody messes with you or whatever, you could block them. The other thing you could do on Twitter or on Facebook is say, this is how I feel. I'm going to, you know, raise the minimum wage, or I'm going to, you know, build the wall. Do that and say this message is going to, you know, self-destruct in, you know, 5 seconds. And then when you delete your message, it deletes all of the comments. So you could say something. Let the news outlets grab it, say Donald Trump tweeted this, and then he removed it. Or you could even in your tweet say, I'm going to remove this. You know, but this is what I'm saying, and, you know, here it is, and then I'm going to remove the comment. So I this is so crazy that we have to talk about this, you know, and, you know, what presidents have to do. But the reason why he has to do this is he has been misquoted. I mean, a lot of presidents have. A lot of politicians have. And they want to make sure that their message goes out there unsullied. So are there ways to put a message out there that prevents the trolls or people from talking crap about you? Or should you not care? If somebody's going to talk crap about you, do you just fight? I mean, you know, people are going to disagree with things I say. People, you know, people will disagree. That happens. People do have a right to disagree. You know, and then what could they say that's bothering them so much? But then again, I mean, you know, does the president have to tolerate that? If all the president wants to do is get his statement out there to the public. Other presidents have been able to do that. But again, there's been varying degrees of filtering. who knows how much realism was in Obama's statements or Bush's statements or Clinton's statements. I mean, were we getting the full text or full quote? So my suggestion to Trump is, here's my quote. It could be a completely blank Twitter account. He sends out his quote and says, this is going to be removed in 30 seconds. There you go. You have it. That's what I said. And most news outlets will grab it and use it. He can dictate the way he does this. If he doesn't want people making fun of him and, you know, and calling him names and things like that, he doesn't have to tolerate that. To block certain people, yes, I could see where that could be a First Amendment issue. But then, fine, don't use Twitter. I mean, it's, or don't technically use it for official government business. You could say, this is my personal page. This is how I feel. And if the news wants to make a quote on how he feels, that's fine. But, we kind of put our politicians into this vice. And I'm kind of frustrated because I would like to hear what our president says unadulterated. I would like to, I would have liked to hear Obama's, Obama was a smart man. I mean, I would have really liked to hear his personal thoughts on health care. But, a speech writer wrote a speech and, you had Sebelius and Pelosi and, him as well wanting to, put this health care thing out. But, I really like the idea of hearing some personal, from the heart statements from these humans that we elect. They're humans. Okay, I don't want to hear from Trump's speechwriter. I don't want to hear from Obama's speechwriter. I want to hear, if they got elected, what do they really think needs to be done with healthcare? What do they think needs to be done with immigration? So I love that nowadays we do have a means to allow that. And again, are the tweets really Donald Trump's, or does he have somebody tweet for him? I don't know if he's sitting there tweeting himself. My guess, he has a team of people, and he goes, send a tweet out saying this. What are we really getting? But it's as Trump has been, whether you like him or not, one of the most real candidates out there, whether you like his realism or not. And it's very new, and it's very different, and it's empowered people to then talk to him or talk about him, not as our leader, but as, somebody you met at a bar. And I kind of have a problem with disrespect of our president, even if you don't agree with our president. So I would say what Trump should do is do his tweets and then erase them a few minutes later. Then it gets rid of all the crap that's spoken about him, and he's still got his message out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.